it's getting to the point now where if I'm not tracked and my privacy isn't violated by any particular website, my self-esteem actually drops. I get depressed. I just assume that I'm being tracked everywhere. I do my best to keep an eye on what information I might be sharing with one company or another and keep the amount of signups very, very limited, or at least controlled possibly through a Facebook account, which I realize is the pinnacle of the lack of privacy that anybody might have on the planet. Facebook has a complete disregard for you. They don't care about you any more than you just signing up and using their service so they can collect data about you so they can serve up ads that are more relevant to you that you'll click on so that they can make more money. And Facebook, of course, is not the only company out there that has a vested interest in your privacy and your data and your information and your value in the marketplace of data. But yesterday, Obama unveiled the Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights, really putting you in control of your privacy. And this is something that's needed to happen, I would say, for quite some time. And web firms have now started to adopt something called a no-track button. So what I thought I would do is ask, number one, for the Nomies who have joined us in TeamSpeak, and for anybody who's here watching the video, do you keep an eye on who's tracking you? If so, what do you use? And if not, why do you not care?
For Google Chrome, I use the extension, which you can see on the monitor behind you. Ed Pierce actually was nice enough to give me the full name of it. It's called Ghostery. And essentially what it does is the moment I go to a website, it says, by the way, here's everything that's tracking on this website. And it even goes to the fact of saying Google AdSense or, you know, those type of things. So you can see what's benign. And more importantly, if the service, let's say, is bad, you go, well, do I really want to continue using the service of this company if they're going to allow that stuff to happen?
And the other tools that are used?
I use Do Not Track Plus.
So who doesn't care about how or where or why they're being tracked?
Oh, and,
Christian?
Sorry, I forgot to mention about the Ghost Stream. It does have some ability to block the trackers, but it's kind of beta-ish. But there is a slight chance you could block certain ones that they can go through the back end of it.
Sure.
Well, I have a question about tracking. I have my browser set to clear every time I get out. Is that good enough, or do they keep a copy of that on their server? You guys are making me think here a little bit.
Well, if you're surfing through like a like an incognito session or something of the like, depending on what browser you use to surf the web, that's probably the safest way of not storing any type of session-based, let's say, cookies or information that might be transferred from your computer to a remote computer, or going through an anonymizer or a proxy. You are still giving them data, but it may not be a more convenient web, but it's something that you might consider if you are worried that they are going to store something about you, even if you clear things locally.
Oh, I got...
Alistair?
I got a good program you can use for Chrome. If you've ever heard of NoScript for Firefox, they came out with ScriptNote for Chrome, and it pretty much does the same thing in a much neater user interface, I think. It basically blocks any scripts on a web page, which will take out a lot of your tracking, or if a website is malicious, it will stop any scripts because that is generally where malicious content can come from.
Yeah, that's something that I know has impacted people. Like, they wonder, well, why are my Google Analytics give site owners a better idea about who is visiting them to be able to deliver a better experience. But some people just don't want to be tracked, and I respect that. I don't think it's usually done for the right reasons, but I certainly do respect the that someone does not want to have their information tracked. I'm of the mindset that if you don't want to be tracked, you're going to have a very difficult time living in this world because everything you do is tracked, whether you know it or not.